happy Wednesday.
We are back.
We are back. We're halfway through it. And I bet you all want us to talk about aliens, don't you? We'll get to that. We will get to that. But I hope everybody's having a great week. Trucking through the old work week per usual. Yeah. There's already almost 50 people in here. We're rolling today.
Yeah. Everybody's excited tonight for some reason.
Got aliens on the brain.
I'm telling you, man.
We just throw them a curveball and not even mention it. What's new? Oh yeah, I gotta talk about old 40 and airwaves. Let me pull up the info here, which I'm never prepared for. So, 40 and airwaves. You need to get your tickets if you haven't, because it'd be cool to hang out with all you guys and do some cool stuff. It's October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Just put my vacation time in for work, so we are a go on that front. Live podcast panels, meet and greets, Sunday breakfast, the whole deal. It's located at the Inn at Ohio Northern University in Ada, Ohio. $50 are the ticket price. There is special room rates available at the Inn where everybody's staying. There'll be a cash bar, six of us podcasters, us, Kill the Mockingbirds, Uncomfortable, Appalachia Intelligence, The Bump, and Cryptids of the Corn. We're all doing a little one-time only podcast live there for everybody. I don't think we're going to record it. It's just going to be for the people in house. So be there or be square and come and hang out with us. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful time. If we're still alive, October 4th.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
We got to make it through September 23rd first. Because
well, there's that.
Apparently it is every year, but just never happens. Or it does happen and we don't know. So how about aliens?
The aliens.
Yeah, how about aliens? So
they came out with it, man.
They
came out with something at the very least.
Yeah. Apparently, let's see here.
Brother John coming in.
I'm going to go, John. Let's go.
It is getting prime weather.
I'll meet you there this weekend. Let's roll. You're doing the Estes method in the middle of X. Just saying.
He's doing asbestos.
Yeah. Lines of it.
That doesn't sound very promising. There's definitely some fucked up stuff that'll happen when you do that.
But yeah, so they had the Mexico equivalent of a congressional hearing on UAPs. And needless to say, it was quite the show. I know that they had released unseen outside of certain government circles videos of UAPs in airspaces and in public airspaces where planes are and everything. It was they're really hammering down on them being I guess not even a national threat now a global threat, since we're in another nation that's worried about it.
NWO. Let's go.
Yeah. Then our old friend Jamie, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, M-A-U-S-S.
Josta,
yeah. Played a set. It. No, but they just went all in and busted out supposed alien mummies that were found in a diatom mine. I probably pronounced that wrong, so feel free to butcher me in the chat. In 2017. And they are I don't know, man. Did you look at the pictures of them?
I did, only because my wife sent them to me. Because I don't have service, and I can't even get into Discord because she texted me. And she's like, did you see all this stuff about Mexico and the aliens? And I'm like, no. And she started sending me pictures, and I was reading it and looking at the pictures. I'm like, these motherfuckers look just like ET.
100%.
And they have the same
traits.
It can extend their neck and stuff just like ET. Dude, I don't know. And then somebody pointed out that they kind of look like paper mache.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Which, I mean, I get it because they are mummies and what have you. But at the end of the day, it honestly doesn't matter if they're real or not. The fact that they are doubling the fuck down on this is more interesting to me. I mean, I guess it's relevant, you know, if they are real or not, but it's even weirder that they claim they come from Peru, because there's been activity in Peru as of late.
I read that they found 14 of these mummies in this mine. I don't know how true that is, because I'm not in Peru and I'm not a miner in Peru. So, but I,
For the best.
It's so the guy who released it, this Jamie Muassa, or however you say his name,
Jamie Josta.
Yeah. He has quite the track record of going all in on things that are not legit. So that's red flag number one. Red flag number two is that these were, okay, I'm going to tread lightly here. These were debunked a couple years back. The same exact bodies. By debunked, apparently it just means people on the internet pointed out discrepancies in the x-rays and whatnot.
Well, because obviously the internet is professionals in alien x-rays.
Precisely.
So, I mean, you know, you definitely have to take that in consideration.
Yeah, so I guess we should go into what they said the findings were. They were small, like 60 centimeters tall. They said,
yeah, it's like what, almost 2 feet. Nobody's gonna be scared of that.
They did do DNA testing on them. Apparently, this is what was turned over in the hearing. They did do DNA testing, independent DNA studies across the board. They came back primarily Homo sapien, from what I gathered, like 70%, but the remaining 30% was unknown. And it's reported they ran it against a million species on the planet, and it didn't come back as anything. So the closest thing it came back to was reptile, which, I mean, we all know the reptilians are taking over anyway. One of them did have eggs inside of them, which I never really thought about extraterrestrials laying eggs, but that's kind of terrifying and gross if true.
Well, and that also plays to their current narrative of them being reptilian based.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I never would have assumed that they would have eggs.
No.
Not in like that context.
Which they also scan like the embryos inside these eggs and compared it to a human embryo, and it's kind of similar, maybe.
Well, I mean, it would make sense if 70% of the DNA is Homo sapien.
Which that in itself makes you wonder if it is, it's got to be some kind of hybrid, right? If it's 70% Homo sapien and 30% whatever the fuck this is. What else do they say? Like Kyle touched on, they said they have a retractable neck, which is exactly like ET. It's oh, it's yeah, almost like they're just fucking with this at this point.
Yeah. And they have bird-like bones.
Three fingers. Yeah, people that were...
Did ET have three fingers or did he have four?
Oh, he had one that lit up.
Well, yeah, I remember that. but I can't remember.
It's been so long since I've watched that.
How many he actually had.
But I, what else did they say? The debunkers that officially first started in on it a couple years ago, they went all over. They just ran the gamut of their child mummy bones sewn in with dog bones. And then somebody else was like, no, this is a llama skull. And like, they just went through this whole like 500 different possibilities of what this could be, which didn't do them any justice. The one thing that I do give props to the dude who busted these aliens out, he put an open invitation on the floor of the hearing, said anybody that wants to come in and challenge our test results, bring your own people in here, DNA test them, tissue sample test them, x-ray them, do whatever you want to do. Because he said up to this point, nobody's even came and checked him out like face to face outside of the people that we had come in and test them. So
somebody ought to get a hold of him and have him mail to the P.O. box. Yeah,
send us an alien.
Mail us one.
I don't know how to do DNA tests.
No, we'll put it up in the podcast room. Yeah, fuck true. All that.
We can revive it.
I mean, I would just we probably have the intelligence for it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Give some good old H2O and
just rehydrate it some bit. I do find the timing super weird because tomorrow our good friends at NASA are supposed to drop all of their report on UAPs. And
I'm sure it'll be every bit of it, all the reports.
So I feel like that's interesting as well. I forget who the guy was, but he sat in on Grush's hearing. He was there, Graves, I think it was. But now he's on Twitter saying that it's all just a big show and a travesty because the actual UFO footage they released is supposed to be like super legit. And then they come in and bring these alien bodies out and it's just a whole thing. So I'm kind of, I don't know. Like I said, I was talking in the Discord. Right now, I'm staying completely neutral until somebody else comes in. And like as of right now, you have one group who have put in the work, put in the test, produced their results, and that's where you're at. Somebody else needs to come in and either confirm those results or show me some different results. Because up to this point, we've only got one thing to base it off of.
I'm trying to think of where I would stand on it, because I'm kind of the same camp. I'm not, no man. It still points to either a mass distraction or there's some unavoidable event that's coming to a head.
Yeah, we were.
Because logically, that's the only reason why they would fucking come out with any of this stuff.
Yeah, that's we, a bunch of us were talking in the Discord, Colleen and Chucky and everybody. Like, I don't know what an end game is. Either it's prepping for a mass distraction like Bluebeam, and whether you buy into that or not, if it is real, they're pushing that agenda that direction, or there is something out there or something already here that has been covered up and has been hidden from the public to a certain extent. You know, because there's people that have encounters and deal with these things all the time. But as far as the media and the government goes, has been pretty well under wraps. It's getting to a point to where they can't keep it under wraps anymore. Either there are enough secondhand like contractors and people have enough evidence that it's gonna come out, or whatever these things are pushing their hand, saying, "Hey, listen, no more hiding it.
It's time.
We're ready. We're ready to go.
It's time."
Like,
I don't know, man. And it, like, as much as you want to love Bluebeam, what do you think the odds would actually be that all of the world would come together as into one government?
Zero.
That's where I'm at. Unless it's some outside group that's able to push that narrative and seize control, like one massive corporate takeover. But there's no way that China relinquishes their crown. And there's no way America gives up theirs.
What's in it for any of the other countries that are below, like the big four, the big five? Nothing. Nothing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're like, oh, cool. We'll just be under this umbrella of these three giant countries. Rogan said it a lot better than I did. And that's why he's the number one podcaster on the planet. So,
well, but there's, and the only way it works is if they're all on the same page, and
they'll never be.
But you know that it's not going to be. There's just no way.
It's going to be, 2024 is going to be a weird year.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's going to be very.
I'm sure. I don't see them all getting along, but maybe they do all hang out and they're like, fuck it. Let's all just run it together. And I don't know. I'm with you. I just don't see it happening.
No, I don't either. Honestly, they can't get on the same page about anything else. They did say they, most of them were on board for good old CV-19, but there were some that even pushed back. Like, what? There was one country that didn't, one of the northern European countries, I can't remember, Denmark or Sweden or somewhere up there, didn't put out any mandates really. So I just don't think it would happen.
No, I'm with you. I don't see it happening. I lean more toward there's some type of unavoidable event that's coming to a head.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling, because you could argue that America is releasing all of it to distract from all the bullshit that's going on. But why would other countries start jumping on the train?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
Because it's not like there's not much fame that comes with it, and B, most people still don't give a shit.
Oh, and I mean, to that end, to distract us from the shitty government that we're all just kind of sitting here and being like, well, it sucks, but what can you do?
Yeah.
You know, like, it just keeps getting worse, but nobody's going to do anything about it. So they don't even need, like, we build a culture that distracts ourselves. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. I just,
yeah, we're our own worst enemies.
I,
it's, yeah, we just, they drafted us into policing and demonetizing ourselves and distracting each other, you know, because there's just tons of, I don't know what you would, topics that people feel like are just, and it's like, well, we should probably be talking about some other things here.
It's just, I don't know. It's almost, it's so, it's almost wishy-washy to a point, you know? Like, you have all this evidence, and then they automatically start discrediting it, automatically start not taking it seriously. And then if this is a giant hoax, these bodies they pulled out, you have people like that who are throwing their two cents in the ring that discredits everything else that this disclosure has been put out, completely throws it all just under the bus.
Yeah.
It's almost feels like they're letting this out like as a warning is what I'm feeling. Not to be apocalyptic or anything, that they're letting this get out, letting people get used to it, letting people get accustomed to it. And like I said, if this would have been 5 years ago, people would have been losing their fucking minds.
Oh, yeah.
That they're legitimately having conversations about UFOs and aliens being real. Losing their minds. Now, people just don't give a shit. People are like, yeah. No. Aliens are real. They're probably on their way to take over.
Can't be any worse than what it is right now.
Tomorrow.
Right. I've seen that a lot. Like people saying it is soft disclosure. And like you said, it's there's going to be some type of truth that gets put at our tables. And at that point, most people are just going to go, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Most people aren't going to argue it.
Yeah,
it'll start getting real weird whenever, if they start saying, well, yeah, I mean, like the inner, if it ever got to the point of integration where these new beings are going to start integrating into our society, that's going to be weird.
Yeah. Yes.
That's going to be a weird one. Because outside of that, well, then it's a global threat. It's one or the other.
Which is the narrative they've been pushing. It's a
national global threat.
Yeah. Well, up to this point, it's been national threat. And now Mexico's on board saying, yeah, they're in our airspace too. You know, what if one of these things collides with a passenger jet? You know, what do you do then? Because if it's a... hypothetically, if a Russian fighter jet crashes into an American passenger jet, you know what the fuck's going to happen after that.
Oh, yeah. That's so weird. It's just as bizarre that they're going to deem them global threats because as of right now, but then again, there's been plenty of reports of people shooting them down, governments shooting them down, which doesn't make any sense to me at all, considering the tech is so advanced.
Yeah, that's another thing that I'm on the fence about. Like, if they're so far ahead, if they can travel faster than light speed or near light speed, how in the hell do they keep crashing shit?
I don't know.
How do they keep getting shot down by us? We are like apes with rocks compared to the technology that they're supposed to have. How does that even happen?
I don't know, man. The only way that it could be explained to me, well, a couple ways. Either we have way more advanced weaponry than we can even imagine, or they come from an existence where war isn't even a thing.
Or we're in cahoots with Party 3, and they're like, hey, we'll let you use this if you take out this.
Right.
I don't know.
It's weird, man. It's weird to ponder on.
And you have so many people in the UFO community and big, big name people that already saw this guy off and wrote off these bodies as being fake and being a hoax. Who in the fuck let him drag them to this hearing?
Right.
Put your paper mache aliens back in the basement because we're trying to figure out if aliens are real.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, he convinced somebody. Yeah. He convinced somebody of it.
Why didn't anybody, because there's significant people there that were also in the U.S. congressional hearing. Why didn't anybody stand up and say, hey, stop. If it's this obvious that these things aren't real and they are faked, why didn't somebody say, quit it? You know, get these off the stage.
I don't know. Yeah, you would think so. If it was complete horseshit.
Yeah. I don't know.
But nobody did.
I don't know.
And so, like, I don't know. It's one way or the other. It's a very interesting narrative. And like you said, I got a pretty decent feeling that within the next year, we're going to find out a whole lot more.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Maynard's in the chat saying, what if AI is throwing a wrench into the works? Maybe there's AI programs coming up with proof that other things exist. And now they can't put those worms back in the can.
Could be.
I also found something. Let me find it here. I guess the big James Webb telescope picked up. It's been monitoring this planet. It's 124 light years away from Earth, which is pretty far. But they've been monitoring this exoplanet called K2-18b. And it is very Earth-like. It's bigger than Earth. It's like 8 times as big as Earth, but it supposedly is in a habitable zone of its main star. And they've just been picking up, I don't know how they do it exactly, with the telescope, signs of gases in its atmosphere that, as far as we know, can only be produced if there is life on the planet. Like there's a bunch of them. One of them is dimethyl sulfoxide, which is what trees produce here on Earth. There was,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like it.
It says, has revealed the presence of carbon-bearing molecules, including methane and carbon dioxide. The abundance of methane and carbon dioxides and shortage of ammonia support hypothesis that there may be a water ocean underneath the atmosphere. That was from a while ago, from last week. And then they came back with this, detecting this dimethyl sulfoxide, which also leads credence to there possibly being life on that planet. So maybe this is all coming together as part of a bigger picture. I don't know, man.
I don't know. It's a lot to, I don't know. It's a lot to try to wrap your brain around. I personally like it, and I feel like there's probably an unavoidable event coming. And that's why they're disclosing things.
Yeah.
Because mass manipulation, the only way, another way that I could see that working, which doesn't make sense that, well, no, it could make sense. If you were to be the first to mass manipulate, then you might have a leg up on the rest of the world. Because if, say, America had that tech, like UFO-style tech, dude, the second you weaponize them UFOs,
yeah.
Who's fucking with you?
The top of the
who's
food
fucking
chain.
With you? There you go.
So, yeah, the only thing would be going to be other species with UFOs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you weaponize those things and you own the air, you own everything, the water, all of it.
So I
guess there could be legit reasons that you could justify to me, you know, and then Mexico getting on board with America's narrative because they're like, well, fuck it. I'm trying to be an ally to these guys. I ain't trying to piss them off. If they're going to come out swinging with that stuff.
Yeah, because I thought maybe they're trying to force America's hand, you know, them bringing bodies out. Well, if America's claiming that they have recovered non-human pilots as well.
Right.
Maybe we're trying to force their hand to bring theirs out. Because a couple right. paper mache looking things in cardboard boxes aren't going to hit nearly as hard if you've got bodies in formaldehyde vats in D.C., you know. They wheel those out, people are going to be like, oh, shit.
I don't know. The government disclosure will always be an enigma to me because I don't, it's not something we grew up with. You know, we grew up with lots of classification and cover-ups. So disclosure is just insane to me.
Yeah. That's the best word, like insane. You don't even know how to process it, right?
You don't. You know, and to further like prove that point, now you have, you know, despite how you feel, push that to the side, you legitimately have presidential candidates who are throwing shade at 9/11. Like, hey, there was definitely some wishy-washy shit that happened. You definitely lied to the American people about who was involved and what actually happened that day. Like, when would you have ever anticipated those words would get spoken on a national fucking platform?
Oh, like they're saying.
Even if it's just a giant smoke screen. When would you ever anticipate that to be in the forefront?
Yep. Like people in the chat are saying that because the government has a long and rich history of being honest.
Right.
Somebody else said it.
No, and Maynard's right. You can't trust government disclosure at all.
You almost have to assume it's part of a bigger agenda, honestly.
Yes.
But.
Yeah, because they all play to win. They don't play for, you know, they don't play for nothing.
Trying to figure out what that agenda is the big questions.
And, you know, sometimes I talk about them being on massive chessboards that we can't even see. And then there's other times where I'm like, they're so stupid that they do it just like how we prepare for our show.
Wing it.
Just a on the whim. Yeah, just this is what we'll do. Fuck it.
We do that a lot.
You know, it's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's, it boils down to like, why now? What's the plan beyond this? Like, why are they letting this all out now?
Yeah.
If they didn't want this to come out, guess what? Not happening.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's what we were talking about, whistleblowers and stuff. You know, they can get to anybody. There's not one person they can't get to.
Just not going to happen. Unless one other...
go ahead.
One other theory could be that there is some other country out there that's got big information that they're getting ready to drop, and we're trying to get ahead of the ball, trying to get ahead, get out in front of it.
Yeah. Well, that makes you look like the good guy too. You know that, but that's, once again, that's playing the game. That's not anything. That's playing the game.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know.
It's weird, man. It's weird, and it's hard to contemplate all the insanity that, I mean, shit, here I am at my son's soccer practice tonight, eavesdropping on the people behind me, and they're talking about this shit. Like, so it's definitely entering, you know, public conversation.
They probably knew who you were and wanted you to jump in. Like, that's all.
I doubt it.
Talk about aliens.
Doubt it. I doubt it. But they did. They went on, man. They were talking about pole shifts. Oh, I mean, they were going hard, dude. Number. Yeah. I thought about it, but I just stuck to the shadows, so to speak. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I agree about them wanting to get ahead and control the narrative. Hard to tell, man. It's hard to tell, but it is, for what it is, it definitely got everybody talking today. and yesterday. Oh, for
sure. Absolutely. Well, you want to pop the
phone? As long as everybody hits the like button and the subscribe button.
Yeah, we can pop the phone.
Let's talk about some weird stuff.
Yeah. Also, send mad prayers out to the homie Maynard. You could use some good hopes and prayers. We already got a call.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. Yo. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
It's a little off topic.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advance gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focused and enhance creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code, HOLO, when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code, HOLO.
I don't know if y'all have seen the little alien bodies that they had in some kind of Mexican court Congress shit or something like that. I seen it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if y'all talked about it already or not, but to me, it looks like a crock of shit, right? But what if it ain't? What about all this crazy shit we've seen on the internet that looks like a crock of shit isn't a crock of shit? Some of it has to be real, right?
One would assume, yeah.
I agree. That's why I'm kind of in the neutral camp right now. Like, somebody get in there and run some more tests on this thing. Tell me what I'm looking at, because right now it looks like a paper mache doll that a fourth grade art class made.
Covered in sand. Yeah. Yeah, I believe if with enough time on the beach, I could have figured that out. Sort of the same thing with Bigfoot, I guess. Like, and all the crazy shit. Because some of it's, I mean, somebody's seen a bear, somebody's lied, somebody's crazy. But not everybody's crazy.
That's right.
And like I've said before, it only takes one sighting to be of a Sasquatch, and it's real. You could have 10 million misidentified ones, but you have one that's a legitimate Sasquatch sighting. It's real. It exists. Period.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I've heard you all say before, like, a Bigfoot could walk on my porch. I can open the door, take selfies with him, and post it on the internet, and people will be like, oh, that's a dude in a costume. I can see the zipper.
Yep.
Immediately.
What's something out there that y'all think that looks like a crock of shit, but might not be a crock of shit?
Oh, man.
Man, that is a hard one. because I have a terrible habit of believing a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the it'd probably be the Fresno Nightcrawlers for me.
Oh yeah,
you talking about the little stick men people?
Like yeah, like the pants walking through the park and shit.
Yeah, it looks like it looks fake, but why the fuck would you fake that?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
And there's been a fuckload of videos popping up about these damn like interdimensional being videos. Like the one we watched the other night, Steve, like where it's almost like a predator like being, or like I saw one the other day, a dog freaked out when this pair of legs ran by on the camera. And the German Shepherd was actually reacting to it.
So it's there.
Yeah. Something's there.
I don't know. Like you see all these, I know y'all used to watch the old, like what the hell was it called? Like Finding Bigfoot. It wasn't Finding Bigfoot. Might've been Monster Quest or something. And they put some like nails on a board outside of a cabin or something. They got DNA and there's like, oh, we don't know what it is, but like, why does it never go farther than that? It's like, we don't know what it is.
You never hear anything, back.
No. They're like, we don't know what it is. It's not bear. It's not human. It's not a goat.
Yeah, and then everybody just shrugs their shoulders and go, all right, well, on to the next one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was talking about the UFOs traveling, like, faster than light speed or some shit. I sort of think that UFOs don't have to travel here. I know y'all talked about that, too. I think the dimension bullshit has got a lot to do with that.
Yeah, it's very possible.
I think so too.
Very possible. Even if all it would take is for some civilization out there to learn how to bend it.
Yeah.
You know, essentially use wormholes or black holes or whatever, and then you have. I mean, to a degree, you're crossing into something else.
Well, someone told me a while back, and it makes a lot of sense. I've probably heard it. Like, if you take a 3-foot rope, that rope is 3 foot, but you can lay the ends to damn near be touching. That's still a 3-foot rope, but you can travel from end to end in a couple inches. And I guess by bending everything.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
That's I don't know what theory it is, but it's a big proponent in, like, faster than light travel, time travel, essentially.
Yeah. I'll let y'all move on to the next one. Appreciate it, boys.
Yeah, right on, brother. We appreciate you.
Y'all didn't know I'm the guy that called in that time and said shit on myself. That's me.
Right on, man. Right on.
Y'all take a reason.
Hell yeah.
You too, buddy.
I'm trying to think what's one that.
No, right here, buddy. This is Sheila got one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Because you do hear stories of rake-like creatures.
A lot of people write it off that it was, you know, created on 4chan, like the Slender Man or whatever. But, you know, those ideas have to come from somewhere.
I agree. And some of those stories, like I think you did an episode on them and they were fucked.
Yeah, we had
they were terrifying. We had
somebody send us a personal encounter with one that is almost spot on.
Yeah. Oh, dang it. Call back. Don't be scared, call back.
And they might already be here. We just can't see them. Can't hear them. Can't feel them. Or if interdimension or if dimensions just stack on top of one another, they might not have to travel. They might just be able to step through.
Yeah. Which is terrifying. Might not be light
years away. Might be right here. Sitting right here. Got him.
Now he just crosses through and just smacks you upside the head. Yeah. I would probably laugh.
It'd be good internet if I fought and
yeah, oh, absolutely,
an interdimensional being.
No, I think it would just answer your flip off. It would just reach through, pop you, and
it's
then
probably
it would
flipping
be gone.
Me off right now. And the alternate dimension entities that are having their live show is like, look at them flipping off these humans.
Yeah,
fucking nerds.
I love it.
Yeah, aliens are hot topic right now.
Yeah, they get drugged to the front of the conversation constantly, right? Yeah. Anymore.
While we're waiting for the caller to call back, do you think any other paranormal phenomenon will be brought up as a hot topic if they end up proving that this is real or shut this down or whatever?
I think if aliens get proven to be real, in the context of everything that everybody's been talking about, like we've been talking about for years and decades, if that comes out as legit, I think you'll see the paranormal world catch on fire. I really do. I think people will be like, what the fuck? These people weren't crazy. All right, so what else out there is real? And then you're just going to see a full frontal assault on people looking into all of it.
That's my thought.
And actually,
what's the next step?
Honestly, it'll probably get a little out of control, because then you're going to have people that, oh man, I didn't even think about it like that. You're going to have people that start blaming everything on the paranormal.
Yep.
It'll just, it'll be a weird culture shift.
Yep. Which also makes you wonder if that's why they're keeping it on the DL.
Yeah, it very well could be.
It makes me wonder what the next target will be. Do they prove that there's life after death? Do they, you know, prove?
Oh man, that would be a. Whew. Could you imagine? Could you legitimately imagine if the government came out and were like, "Yeah, there's definitely life after death." Here's proof, and here's what's gonna happen when you pass away. I would be so scared. Like, you motherfuckers are liars. Yeah,
that would be the worst.
You are fucking liars. Because if, like, imagine if they were like, hey, when you pass, you undoubtedly want to go to the light. That's where you want to go. Because if you don't go there,
sus.
Then bad things are going to happen to you. You're going to go to these other spots that suck real bad.
If you go to
Bro,
the light,
I'm telling you,
I
will be so confused.
Won't harvest your soul for
right.
Just eons of pain and suffering. We promise.
Dude, that's trust what I'm us. Saying. I am not just trying to trust the massholes. No, sir. I'll probably just stand there and not know what to do.
Colleen's in the chat. If aliens are proven to be real, are they proven to be demonic from another planet, different dimensions, one or all of the above? I have no idea.
I feel like that would be, that would come in layers.
I heard.
Right? Acknowledging the existence of them is step one. And then you're going to see, but you know, if they are real, that we've already put tons of research into everything about them. Here's a caller. Hold that thought. Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo. I'm back.
Nobody else. Also, I'll call.
What's up?
Let's go.
You all talking about like demonic, I may have misheard this, demonic aliens or some shit.
Yeah.
But, okay. You know, in like ancient civilizations, and they talk about the gods and everything, and it sort of looks like aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if gods are aliens, Wouldn't sort of demons be? This is off. This is way.
Let's go.
Would demons be aliens?
Absolutely.
So, if we see a ghost and we interpret it to be like, oh, this was this guy who passed away, or this little girl that passed away, or whatever. What if a demon is like a fucking alien that passed away?
Gross.
Yeah, that's a good took a turn there at the end.
I mean, so
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. But it I'm gonna look into that.
Man, cause that I don't know. It's weird though, because like our next episode, Steve's busting out some pretty fucking scary demonic type shit, and that world just always throws me for a loop with just how much it can affect you on every single level. And man, it's just, I don't know. But then if you run it with some ET cases, they're super similar.
Yeah.
Like all the strange things that do go on.
Like people getting drug out of bed and.
Yeah.
Scratch marks.
Yep. Things going missing and reappearing. And it is fucking weird. It's super weird that they run in these parallels. A lot of
dots connect across multiple paranormal facets that you wouldn't think should, but they do.
Right. It's like it's. When it could be like two. If you're in some kind of state of mind, say you get abducted and you really, it's almost like you're under some kind of anesthesia or something. I mean, I don't know. I've never been abducted, but, it could almost, alter how you remember things. Like if you got drug out of bed, you know, maybe the first thing you think is, oh shit, I got abducted. Or maybe the first thing, or another thing is maybe, oh shit, a demon's, you know, fucking come out of my bed and grab me by the feet, you know? And I guess, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a good point in the context of like, if there was some, we'll just say there's some shadowy entity at the foot of your bed that drags you out of bed.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, if you think about it, it's going to be open to your interpretation as to what it
depends
that
on your worldview, like how you were brought up.
That's what I mean. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which they probably play on. They probably prey on that aspect. You know what I mean? Like we talked about in, what was it? Where we were talking about Aleister Crowley and him summoning what he thought was a demon, but it's actually an alien. Like those.
Yeah.
These factions probably interchange each other all the time. Like, hey, let's do this nefarious ass thing and we'll blame it on a demon when it's really an extraterrestrial, or vice versa, or it's the government that can play off on it. You know, it's who even knows at this point?
I don't know. Y'all got any good Hatman stories? That's something I can get on.
I don't have any on the top of my head.
I'm trying to think if anybody sent any in here lately. I don't think so.
Seems to be one that kind of comes in waves.
Yeah. Alrighty, boys. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
Hopefully somebody else will call if you're watching, Kyle.
Let's hope so.
Stay safe, brother.
Appreciate it.
All right, later.
I was reading some encounters where they kind of go about the whole paralysis and lack of or missing time as hypnosis. Whatever these things are essentially hypnotizing people. Like the one encounter I found of the cop who went out on a call, never came back. When they went to find him, They found his sidearm, and it was completely taken apart. They found his walkie. It was completely taken apart. They found a cell phone, completely taken apart, almost as if they had hypnotized him to not be able to fight back, not be able to call for help.
Right. Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Hey, Steve. It's Dick, man. What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, not much, guys. I was thinking about all this disclosure and stuff. You know, I got into all the whole paranormal and everything after seeing one of the triangles. And the other day, I posted a video on our Facebook, and it was a female. It was a woman talking about some general dynamics plans for these triangles back in 1992. Now, many people have seen the triangles, and I get to thinking, I'm like, you know, even the B-2 bomber didn't stay that, it didn't stay secret for that long. And I know in the video, she mentioned, you know, general dynamics, and where I work, we're actually not far from general dynamics. We actually do parts for general dynamics. And Lockheed and other ones, but there at this General Dynamics, they have huge radars outside of the facility, inside of a big fence. And, I mean, you can see them, you know, from the road when you're driving by. It's not been, I think, maybe a week or two ago, right after the Maui deal, there was a video posted on TikTok that showed one of these triangles actually shooting a green laser across what looked like a little creek bed somewhere in California. And I'm just wondering if the reason that these have never come out, and everybody, you know, many people have seen them. It's on the cover of the missing 411 UFO connection and all that. I'm wondering if we won't start seeing, if they're not going to try to integrate that as the alien technology. As one of the things we start seeing more often.
And now that you bring it up, I have seen an uptick since Maui, maybe a little bit before, of the triangles being seen. They've been posted on Twitter. There was one posted maybe 2 days ago, maybe on Reddit. I can't remember. But there has been a little uptick as far as what I'm accustomed to, now that you mention it, which is weird.
Yeah, well, and you look at, you know, post 2020, just the uptick of all sightings. You know, I mean, there were a lot of people seeing stuff, you know, over the years, but since 2020, maybe it's just everybody has nothing to do. But I never believed in any of this stuff until then. You know, I was a conspiracy theorist, but now I'm way down in the hole that I don't, I'm just trying to draw dots together, you know, like this thing, the one that I saw, I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with my story, but the one that I saw, I was here at work and was leaned up against the wall outside, you know, on break. And this thing, you know, it's slow. There wasn't anything, you know, been doing fast movements or anything. But I mean, it was maybe 300 feet off the ground, I guess, the size of a football field. Absolutely silent. And it was headed, this is between 9 and 10 at night. So, and it's going right over the interstate, a pretty busy interstate. And it makes me wonder if they weren't testing, you know, radar signatures or anything or something down at General Dynamics. Because, like the lady said in the 1992 video, she was talking about this triangular craft and, you know, said that. The guy from General Dynamics, you know, told him that's one of their projects.
Oh, I absolutely. I feel like it could, especially with the uptick now, man. They probably have so many puzzle pieces into place. If they're really pushing this agenda, this whole disclosure agenda forward, I wouldn't be shocked if we did start seeing it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about, you know, the B-2 bomber, at one point, it was just like this, you know, it was just a, but they kept this, you know, nobody's acknowledged this
over many, many years of seeing them, you know, reporting sightings. And
I definitely buy it as well. I think it could definitely be a possibility. It is weird that it had the whole green laser thing. You've been seeing a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, I had never seen that before, and it wasn't the middle light on the one that I saw was red, and it was actually blinking like an FAA light.
Right.
The lights on each end of the triangle were they were white, and again, of course, the middle one was red. The thing was, you know, I've told the story a few times. The thing was so low. You know, if you look at the light on the ceiling, you can see, you know, on the ceiling, you can see the illumination from the light behind the light on the ceiling, you know, and that was how low this thing was, but pretty bold move to fly over an interstate corridor, busy interstate corridor at night, between 9 and 10 at night. And about 6 months later, about four months after it happened, I finally told somebody that I'd seen it, and I'm kind of embarrassed to tell the first two. And so, yeah, and you know, like I said, I'm just playing it in my head. That's the first time that video that I saw with it, with one of those shooting the laser, that's the first time I'd seen the laser on it. But we have seen videos, a lot of us have seen videos on TikTok where they're talking about mounting these direct energy weapons to some of these secret craft.
Yeah,
I could definitely see him doing that. I saw a video of him supposedly putting one on just a regular plane. They had to reconstruct the whole nose of the plane to get this thing to fit.
Yeah, I can see. Where I work, we actually work on the nose cones the components of the fighter jets, the F-22s, the F-16s, the F-15s, all the way back. So I'll definitely know it if they start ordering some special ships.
Yeah, it's almost as if they want people to see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if they're not just going to say, oh, yeah, these triangles are, you know, and I didn't feel like it was anything extraterrestrial. Maybe technology, but it's just kind of, because it's way too obvious. It's flying right over, you know, General Dynamics, which is 2 miles down the road here, and they've got the radars, you know. And then I saw that video, you know, that video, like I said, I posted it to our Facebook. You can see it on our Facebook, but it's, that's the first time that I had heard that this was a General Dynamics project.
The pieces all kind of fall into place, almost like a flex of it just flying over.
Yeah. Well, I just figured I'd share that with you guys. Thanks for giving me that.
Yeah, appreciate you for calling in, man. Sure.
Yeah, y'all have a good
stay night safe, guys. Brother. Yeah, I can definitely see them using aircraft that we are not privy to further the agenda.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I liked his analysis of them probably with his sighting, testing radar signatures and stuff like that. Cause that's all stuff you're going to want, knowledge on. And before I forget, Steven Rogers, appreciate you with the donation there, brother.
I was going to pop that on the screen, but the chat got wild. Appreciate you, brother.
Much love, my guy. Much love. Yeah. And it's been rumored for a long time now that those black triangle crafts are man-made.
I don't know. I saw this kind of off topic, but also not so much off topic. I see somewhere that Australia is manufacturing cardboard drones now where they are not, where they're not detectable via radar.
That's weird.
I saw some TikTok on it. I can't remember, but I was like, imagine that.
Whoa. Hold on a second. We got an Australia caller. Hey, welcome to the Night Shift. Yo. What's going on?
Who's talking shit about Australia?
Nobody.
Come on. They're not cardboard drones. Those are proper drones. Do you guys mind? How's it going anyway?
Not bad. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we're pretty warm. Economy is still kind of tanking. So I got in early. I can actually call in, and I've got no idea what I'm talking about.
Neither do we.
You know. Oh, good. Excellent. Look at us. We're all planned. This is fantastic. Yeah, the Australian drones. You've got to get back to that because I actually haven't heard what we're doing either, but that sounds... I'll get off at Twiz. We're real. We're just not where you think we are.
Granted, it was a TikTok, so you got to take that for what it's worth.
Fair enough, too. Now, look, if there's cardboard drones out there, I'll go find them. Don't worry. I'll bring one in for us.
Hell
actually,
yeah.
No, I'll slap a Holosky sticker on it and chuck it back in the air.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll be the way forward. No, I mean, I guess just to touch on those Mexican aliens just for a second, as weird as they look, I am reminded that so much other shit looks weird, particularly like historical artifacts, because they're supposed to be 1,000 years old or some nonsense. And, you know, you see those Egyptian mummies and stuff all the time. Ramses II comes to mind because I'm a nerd. And he looks kind of the same. He's just shriveled up, looks a bit powdery, a bit dusty. You know, like if you didn't know what a mummy was, you drag that out, it would look fake. Yeah. So I don't know. I reckon there could be something to it. I'm sitting on that fence. It could be either way as well, just because, you know, I wouldn't mind someone to come out of the crowd and test it. The guy gave them the
option. That's where I'm at, too.
Go test it. But, yeah, like I'd love someone to go test it. I want to go test it, but then again, I've got no scientific background. I'll probably just, you know, lick it and go, yeah, I don't know.
It's definitely real. It's definitely real.
Yeah. Yeah, it tastes like an alien. That's a bloody alien, that is.
Do you guys just fill your cardboard drones with, like, venomous snakes and venomous spiders and shit down there?
That's why no one's invading the place. No one's going to fuck with that.
No.
You're trying to do some conventional warfare and they're flinging snakes at you. Yeah, but, that's
terrifying.
That's all good. That's absolutely. Yeah, don't mess with our snakes. I mean, the only thing we've ever lost to is emus, so, you know.
Also that's terrifying.
And the emus are on our side now. You know, the emus are on our side. An army of emus, don't want to mess with it. I actually am pretty tempted to jump off and hear what we're doing with these cardboard drones, but I guess I better drop a story before I go because I did live in that weird ass house. I'm somewhat tempted to recap an old story because I don't know, someone, who was it? Actually, no, it was Seth, wanted to recap one of my older stories, but I probably won't bore everyone here because, you know, if you've heard it before, Okay, go on. I'm going to go a new one. Stuff it. So, actually, the one I'm going to go, I was going to go with when you had the whole Bigfoot night on because it's probably the closest thing I have to a Bigfoot. It's either Bigfoot or a close encounter with Richard Ramirez. I don't know which one it is, but it's the only one also in my old house. It wasn't a ghost. It wasn't voices. It was just straight up weird. But I do know what night it was. December 25th, 2002. Only reason I know that, well, actually, that would have been 24th, wouldn't it? But anyway, it was 2002. And the only reason I know what day it was is because, well, it'll become apparent, but Star Wars Episode 2 had just come out earlier that year, and I'm always allowed to open up one present. And I'm such a nerd, I got a lightsaber, and I was so excited, like one of the ones you flick out and light up. And
that's pretty solid.
It was so exciting. Oh, so sick. I still got it. It was a Count Dooku one, so it's got the curved hilt because, I don't know, the old man's got arthritis or something. But, yeah, so I was only 16 years old. It's the middle of summer because our Christmases are always burning hot, and I'm just laying there. You can't have sheets or anything. I'm just laying there in my undies because, you know, someone walks in, you don't want to be completely starkers. And we had no aircon. I don't know why we're living in Australia with no aircon, but I still know people with no aircon, mad. And you can't put on the fan either because that just blasts hot air at you. It's like a fan-forced oven, so that's just shit out. So all you can really do during summer, it's 100 degrees Fahrenheit at night. I mean, it's about 40 for the rest of the world, but for you guys, it's 100. And, I'd got my early presents. I'm just laying there trying not to die of heat exhaustion. And about 2 a.m., I think, because I'm just that excited. Again, nerd, couldn't sleep. And I've just held my lightsaber up above my head sort of thing and just, like, flicked it out and turned it on in the middle of my tiny bedroom. And instantly, by the way, my window is wide bloody open because I'm trying to get some air, but there is no air. There's nothing. It's just death. And so I'm laying there with my window open, and instantly, as soon as I flick this lightsaber on, just, you know, light through the room, something just slams into the fence. It was obviously at the window, and it's just backed up into the fence and slammed into the fence, shook the tree, shook the hedges, everything. Sounded really bloody heavy. And, yeah, so whatever it was, I've jumped up. I've just, yeah, shit pants. That's all I was wearing. So, you know, you got to have options. And I've jumped up, and this thing has, it's hit the fence, hit the wall, and it says hit the fence, hit the wall, hit the fence, hit the wall, going down the side of the house, but kind of like a wild animal or something. I mean, that's not how people are going to run, right? You're not going to just boing around like a pinball machine. And so this thing's just boinging back and forth, but it sounds heavy outside my room and going down the side of the house. It sounds like a bull on two legs. It's absolutely bloody enormous. And it's heading towards the back gate. And of course, there's always this like whoom when the back gate opens because the wood was swollen. So I'm waiting for that to go off, and it doesn't go off. This thing just kind of turns left and heads into the backyard. And at that point, both my parents have heard the bang. I mean, they didn't hear me flicking on the lightsaber, thank God. But they did hear they heard this bang, bang, bang. It's just shaking the house. And we've gone, they've jumped up, they've looked at me, I've looked at them without even saying a word. We've gone down the hallway, turning on all the lights on the way, turning on the living room light, run to the back window, which looks into the backyard. And, yeah, I think Bertie's right. I might have blinded it accidentally. Or it was scared of Sith. I don't know. And we've run through the house. So the whole place is lit up like a Dutch brothel. You can't see outside because, obviously, if you turn the lights on inside and you look out into the night, can't see squat. So we're like the stupid family out of the stupid white people out of a horror movie, just looking into this black glass, hoping to see something, too dumb to turn the lights off. And mum's like, go have a look, see what it is, Peter. And dad's like, I'm not bloody going out there because we're trying to look through this and you can't see shit. The thing is probably on the other side of the window just staring at us. We've got no idea. And I don't know, we couldn't sleep after that. We couldn't go outside. We couldn't sleep. Too dumb to turn the lights off. So the thing's having a great old pervitus, and we've got no idea. And Dad did go out the next day and check, and there was, like, broken twigs and stuff. There was no footprints, which would have been obviously really good. But definitely something went down the side of the house and into the backyard. And, again, too far away from the bush for kangaroos. And Amy would have just jumped through the window and killed me. Crocodiles, no. So I don't know, just... I may have accidentally fought off some kind of a murderer with a lightsaber. I've got no idea.
Do kangaroos normally attack houses?
No. I mean, they will definitely come and look in your windows just out of pure curiosity, but they're also not that heavy. I mean, they're heavy, but this thing just shook the house when it hit. It was hit the fence, shake, hit the wall, shake, hit the... It was big.
So you scared the shit out of him.
Oh, freaked it right out. The thing just didn't know where it
off,
was.
Banging off everything as he's trying to get away. He must have been terrified.
Yeah, he's just freaking out. Yeah, never came back. But yeah, on top of all the ghosts and the voice and everything, that was the most solid, literally, apparition we've ever had. And it kind of sucks. We never really thought to like turn off the lights and have a proper look, but I don't know. There's something comforting about the light when shit like that happens, I guess. But yeah, we couldn't work out what it was. It felt to me too heavy even for a human, but there's not much else. It was urban Australia. You know, we weren't bush at the time. So in an urban environment, there's not a lot of things that are going to shake your house when they run into the wall. Like, not a lot of things. But yeah, it was straight up some weird ass shit, that one. But I will recap. I'll recap one of the other stories at another time. I better let someone else on. But, the Mexican UFO thing is incredible. I'm going to keep an eye on it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with our drone. So please, when I hang up, continue. That sounded so cool. And if I find a drone, I've got stickers in the glove box. I spooked a good birdie. I've got stickers in the glove box. If I see a drone, I'm slapping a sticker on it. In fact, give me three things to slap stickers on. I'm slapping stickers on
kangaroos.
Let's go. Yeah. Kangaroo, sticker on a kangaroo. I can probably pull that off.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I love it. I love it.
But no, absolutely love what you guys are doing. Just have an amazing night, yeah?
You too, brother. Well. Stay safe out there.
No, that's good. I'll try and get on. And you. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Australia's wild.
It is a insane place. I think it's awesome that, because whatever it was, he scared the shit out of it with that lightsaber.
You don't fuck with the Sith.
No, and you wouldn't think that it would be a human because you would just be like, oh, it's just a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Not real.
I'm trying to think of other animals that are big enough in Australia.
Everything. Everything. Everything's bigger there. It's like the Texas of the world.
It's like the Texas of the world.
It is.
I mean, that's the best description I've heard of it.
See, I get something right once in a while.
That's, yeah.
Sophistication level through the roof, cardboard drones. Who does that? That would seriously be something you and me would think of.
I just love the fact that it's like outsmarting billion-dollar fucking radars and shit.
Yeah, with the most simplest of materials.
I'm just going to fill it full of snakes and spiders and kangaroos.
And then the rest of the world just goes, well, hey, you guys can fly your shitty ass cardboard drones. We'll go ahead and manipulate the weather and just make it rain, and then you're fucked. They all get soggy and fall to the floor.
Unless they're wrapped in plastic.
Well, see, there you go. That would be the next best option. You just ran
wrap it. Take them to emus. Emus don't fly.
I like it. So. I like it. We got another caller. Hey, welcome to Night Shift. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother? It's all you.
What's up, man?
Dude, how y'all doing?
Good. Living. How about yourself?
Excellent, my friends. I'm a diesel mechanic living out of California, and I'm not scared to actually tell where I'm at for my experiences. But I live out in California. And I live out in Los Banos, California. So there's so many stories at the house I grew up in where there was one time I was pushed over the couch. Okay, there's one for you guys. And there's another one that there was three knocks on the outside of my window of the living room. It was bone to bone glass. It blew me away. It blew my ass away. Other than that, I've seen apparitions in the house, and dude, there was a old man face coming out of the ceiling, because crazy. It was me and my brother had what's that shit called? Where you
sleep paralysis?
Yeah. So I was stuck on one, and I was stuck on one so much that the ladies are growing outside. Hella funny, dude. Hella funny. But I was stuck in sleep paralysis, and there was an old man that came out of the ceiling. His face came out of the ceiling and looked at me and then dipped out. It was the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's gross. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking gross.
It was like he looked at you and went, oh shit, busted. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, it is nasty. It is nasty. It's gross. And then when we moved out of that house, I did find, as we're cleaning up, because mom's, you know, I was small, and mom's like, hey, you know, like, clean it up. I did find a silver coin. It was what's the one with the main dude that got his head shot off? I forgot his name.
I don't know. Steve, that's your world.
Assassination.
No, yeah, it's the assassination, JFK. Yeah. Sorry, late on that one. Yeah. I found that silver one under the carpet. It was fucking the craziest shit. Why is that there? I don't know. My mind is, I swear to God, is very in tuned with Kyle, because like what? Everything fascinates me. Everything fascinates me, and I'm so happy. That's why me and him click on shit. Like, I fucking love it, dude. I love it. But yeah, so that happened. And my brother went to the Marines. So I'm spilling this all out. So my brother went to the Marines when shit happened with the towers, right? So he went to go fucking go to war and kill people and fucking handle shit, right, for America, if you go with that narrative. But he made it through and all that. But when he was over there, I remember my mom called me for, hey, mijo, how many eggs do you want? It's Sunday breakfast. Everyone knows Sunday breakfast. If you're young and you know the moms, and she'll be like, hey, how many eggs do you want? So I go in, and sure as shit, I walk in and my mom's cooking the eggs. Sorry, excuse me. And a shadow person walks across the way, because if you're looking at what I'm looking at is the kitchen, and then there is the laundry room, and then there's the back door. My dad was not at the house at the time. And there was a shadow person that walked, and my mom broke down, cried, because we all thought something happened
to your brother.
Something happened to Chris.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. And he came back and battled through PTSD and did all that. And he is the best man on the planet, dude. If you guys ever meet him, he is the most wonderful person on the fucking planet. But that shit scared the shit out of me and my mom.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Especially when that's right where your mind goes to. That's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is so wild. And then we have all those experiences. And there's another one. I was sitting watching, because I'm a big Halloween fan. So, like, it was Halloween, and, like, we had, like, I don't know, mom likes angels, that those angels that have those plastic, like, cones on their shit. Like, it, I don't know, it's weird, but she puts them everywhere and all that crap. So I was sitting there hella young during Halloween watching fucking something, and, it was weird, bro, because I was sitting there, and then I hear something, and then I look, and the angel that she placed at the corner, it was the right corner. I could explain the whole house to you. It's trippy. It was the right in the corner, and then I hear it, and then the angel had the I don't know. The fuck is that? It was a string in her hand. It was a string in her hand that did the curtains, you know, so you could pull the curtains and all that shit. It was fucking wild, dude. Like, I flipped out because I know it wasn't any of us, because I have three siblings, and it wasn't mom or dad. It wasn't any of that at all. And it was fucking wild that she was holding it perfectly in her fucking hand.
That's fucking weird.
It is weird.
Dude, it was fucking wild. And then, that's about it. I was pushed. I seen the black entity. the head. Why I shut the door, and my lady never gets this. She accepted it till this day, but why I shut the door when I sleep is because at that house, there was a old woman that fucking stared through the fucking door, through the crack of the door, because we crack it, because mom and dad's, as you're young, you don't want the door shut, right? So I swear to God, that's why I shut all the doors, have my guns locked up, ready to rock, like clocked, like ready. But dude, like that really, really scares the fuck out of me, having a door open, even a closet door open, because no locked doors. Yeah. My lady just chimed in here a little bit. But dude, like I just can't, I can't do it anymore, because it's just so wild to me. It's so wild because I remember seeing an old white lady with grandma hair, straight grandma hair, staring. And that's why I have to shut all doors. And my lady does not understand that till this day.
That's, yeah, I don't blame you. That's terrifying. I'm not trying to have any watchers.
Yeah, I'm not trying to have no creeper.
It is fucking terrifying, dude. And then I know you guys got a P.O. box. I'm going to send Kyle something.
Oh, yeah.
But, Steve, you like books, right?
Oh, yeah. I have a problem.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to, when I get my thing together for Steve, for Kyle, brother Kyle, let's say, because we are a cult. It's behind your head. I will send you a couple of very, very good awesome. Books. Very, very good books. And I'm hope, what time is it? 7:26. Okay. So we have one more for Seal. She called in with last time with that dude that was standing in the corner of the fucking room. Yeah. You remember that? It was like
creepy. Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me go grab her in, because she has another one that is fucking wild, dude.
Let's go.
Fucking wild. Oh, yeah. Brothers, I love you guys. Let me go right get on. Her real quick.
Right on.
Fucking man, let's go.
Yeah, I have a massive book problem for anyone.
It is quite a watching. Few, quite a few books.
I just got six.
I'm hoping that Shadow Man was trying to cop on some like legit breakfast chorizo.
I bet it's fire,
bro. That shit is so good. That shit is so good. If I was a Shadow Man, I would definitely be trying to cop some of that too.
100%. I wonder if there is other significant goings on that happened in that house, or if it just revolved around him, because it said his mom saw the shadow person too, I think.
Right.
Yeah, dude, guys, it was absolutely insane to me. And to bring your
algorithm.
Yes, thank you, sir. And gents. She is going to call because she's defiant right now, but she wants to bring that up by calling right now.
Okay. Let's
do it.
All right, brother.
See you, my friends.
Stay right weird. On, my guy.
All right. Love you too.
See Much
you.
Love. Bye.
Fucking A. Let's go.
Oh, shit. I love it.
Yeah, shout out to RU's mom for making some fire breakfast, guaranteed.
Oh, bro, I'm telling you that shit guaranteed. Is so good. I'm gonna get my wife to make me some of that. I ain't had good old chorizo breakfast burritos in a minute. All right, here we go. Hey, yo. Welcome to the Night Shift.
Hi, how are you?
Good, well, good. How are you?
Good. Can we talk about how annoying audio is?
Wow. Dang. Oh, wow.
Iron shots.
Let's go, boys. Let's go.
Wow, super annoying. Hey, you guys, so I have like a couple of different topics that I want to talk about. But I will save that for next week. But let's talk about time lapse, okay. Right? So last time we talked about. I'm sorry, these assholes are dumb.
Okay.
So where we're from is Central California, right? And we have what
Los Patos, boy, let's go.
We have what is called Pacheco Pass. I don't know if you guys, where are you guys at?
Illinois.
Okay. So I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but in California, we have this thing called Pacheco Pass, and it connects like Northern California to Central California that feeds into like, Northern California, and then we have a Pacheco Pass that feeds into Southern California, right? And on Pacheco Pass is known for having its like Indian Vortex. So I don't know if you guys have heard about that. Sylvia Brown talked about it a little bit. I know there's kind of a controversy with Sylvia Brown, but in terms of like time lapse, a lot of people that I've talked to have talked about coming up. There's this point coming out of like Gilroy, California, where you leave this area called Casa de Fruta. And once you climb up this hill, it's this hill that you climb. It's known as the hill. So you climb the hill. And a lot of people talk about how they start to climb up the hill after Casa de Fruta, which is like a central point where we have a lot of like local farmers who sell their produce and all that jazz. And as they're climbing Pacheco Pass, a lot of people talk about losing time as they're climbing the hill. So they remember passing Casa de Fruta, and then at some point, they don't remember the point of them like driving through the hill, getting over. And then you hit a point where what's called the D-dam. And there's this time loss between Casa de Fruta and hitting the high point of Casa de Fruta. And then all of a sudden you just know like, oh shit, I've been on autopilot. I don't remember climbing the hill. I don't remember like driving through traffic. I don't remember any of that jazz. I just remember coming down. And the funny thing about that time lapse too is that the last call that I had with you guys was talking about how I had walked into my house that I was living at the time, and I walked in with my daughter, and everybody was like, you were just here. You were just, you know, you're just here with your daughter. We heard you. You guys were doing your normal routine, all this jazz, right? I never thought twice about it until I heard about the time lapse on Pacheco Pass, which is funny because I just came across a friend who was talking about how they were, they do like a nightly run, right? Which happened in a totally other city, which is still considered like Central Valley. This is in Fresno. So this friend of a friend is talking about how they go on a nightly run, and every night that they run, or I can't say night because it's not my story, but every time they go on this run, there's always this girl. There's always this girl who's dressed to the nines, looks really good, has a like purse backpack that she's carrying, right? Always passes this person. And then at one point, it goes to, I'm running and she's on the opposite side of the street from me. And then one night this person's running and they're passing this person, like on the same side of the street. And then this person's like, oh, that's weird. I don't know. I'm telling someone else the story right now, but basically what happens is this runner is running and they get to their house and they see that person who was walking, who they said was dressed in the nines, basically looked like, okay, maybe they're walking to work, right? Gets to his final destination, which is his house, and realizes that person is right out the corner of their house. And how the fuck is that happening? Is this person seeing me? And are they fucking with me this entire time? Are they looking like they're doing something, but at the same time, they're just like all of a sudden running when I'm not looking, and then they're there at my house? Like, it doesn't make sense in walking pace to a running pace, right? And then you tie that in with RU's experience. He was with this girl. They went to a local, like, internet business or something. They're getting out of their car.
Well, drop the call.
The powers that be said.
Yeah, the call is just dropped.
Not right now.
You ain't talking about this shit.
It is weird that so many time manipulation things happen in that same general area.
Yeah. The whole, was she saying missing time when you're going up this hill? It's fucking weird.
Like road.
And then it's
like, they have a name for it. Like when you're driving on the same interstate for a long time, you kind of zone out, like road hypnosis or some shit.
Yeah. Dude, that shit scares the hell out of me when that happens.
I drove like 7 miles past my exit when I was working for Pepsi one day. I finally, like, I remember I was on 255, and I remember I always take the 270 exit, right? Because I was going to Highland. And I didn't snap back into it until I was all the way past the Fairview Heights exit. I was just driving and late for work.
The worst is like when you, the worst is when you know that like the path you've been traveling, there's been stop signs.
Oh, yeah. You're like,
it's shit like that. And you're like, did I stop at those or did I run them or what the hell's going on?
Now that she like brings it up and, because the story that she told us last time she called in with her and her daughter being there and then re-being there. And now you have this time discrepancy that multiple people have experienced on the hill. Then you have the jogger too. I don't know, man. This, it's almost like some vortex shit. That
jogger thing is weird as fuck.
It's weird.
I don't know if she's going to call back.
She's probably...
Because it wasn't, we didn't hang up on you, just so you guys know. Did not happen.
She's probably.
Give it a couple minutes. If not, then we can get to it next Wednesday.
Her past time self is now recalling in on her regular time self.
Yeah. Hanging up the phone and causing a giant conundrum.
We'll hold that thought for right now. I saw somebody in here. Did anybody watch The Unbinding yet? The Newkirk's new documentary. I did watch it. I watched it this weekend. It was very interesting. Very interesting. I have to give them their flowers, so to speak, because they do make some quality content. It's built up well. It's produced well. It's interesting. I was all in on the first season of Hellier. They trapped me in. Second season was but I do like that they wrapped all this up in one little 90-minute documentary. It's good. I just sat down and watched it Saturday. It's worth checking out. Definitely watch it. Kind of draw your own opinions on it. I know they're getting drug through the mud a little bit online.
They typically do.
And it's some inconsequential stuff, honestly. People are nitpicking these two, and it's ridiculous. Where the doll was found is at the bottom of this hill in the Catskills Mountain, and there's this small church that they just take a picture of with their cell phone. And apparently people dug into this church and it's tied to a bunch of like white supremacist viewpoints and all this shit. And they're automatically bashing on the Newkirks for it. Like they plan to put that in there. I would like to think that right, those two yeah. are smart enough that if they knew that they wouldn't put it in there, you know, you're just asking for controversy at that point.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
But it's definitely worth checking out. And those two, the whole crew, I'm not just Dana and Greg, but that whole crew bust their ass to put out quality, weird content, whether it be their documentaries, right. whether it be their podcast, the whole nine, like they know how to hustle and grind. That's for sure. But it's worth checking out. It's weird. They got some weird paranormal footage in with it too. It's worth the 90 minutes.
Heck yeah. Well, I don't have anything else.
Yeah, it's getting late. Check the time. We'll wrap her up there.
It's 9:40.
Just skeezing through the chat here real quick. Make sure I didn't miss anything. Yeah. All our friends, you know what the deal is. Make sure you support all our friends that come and hang out with us in here. I see Burton in here. I saw Jeremiah in here.
Yeah.
Countercult guys, as we talked to.
Paranormal Trucker. In here.
Go and support.
Once again, send mad yep. love to Maynard. Make sure you guys send all your thoughts and prayers to him. Send us some
good vibes out that away. Yeah. Support all our content creator friends. Fuck with people who fuck with you. That's what it boils down to.
That's right.
But thanks for hanging out with us again on this wonderful Wednesday night. Hopefully the rest of your work week goes by swimmingly. We've got a new episode dropping Monday. It's getting into spooky season, so I found this haunted house case is going to go a couple episodes. Reminds me a lot of the Andrews family, but also kind of a different vein.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
It's pretty weird. But yeah, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Stay safe, stay weird, take care of one another. And next time we meet, until we meet again, hopefully we get the rest of that call in so we can kind of go from there.
Yeah, her phone died. That's what happened.
It's a time lapse. She was actually on the phone 6 hours, but it just lapped over, so we missed it. But yes, hopefully we'll pick back up next week, and stay safe, everybody.
Yes.